Nellie arrived at the station predictably out of breath, informing Molly that her story about the fire was up on the Crier website when they went into Jesse's office. "The principal's not going to like this," Nellie said. "And you're not going to like that Jesse saw Sonny today, provided he even tells you." Molly knew she wasn't going to fill Nellie in, or she'd be looking at the overnight shift. "What I'm about to tell you is off the record," Molly said. "We're past that." "Jesse says cops and reporters never are," Molly said. "Past that, I mean. Jesse's not here. The rules don't change whether he is or not. Off the record?" "Of course," Nellie said. Molly told her about her visit to Kevin Moore, about his relationship with Jack. Nellie listened without interrupting. It was another of Jesse's theories. Sometimes interviewers did their best work when they were listening and not talking. "Why are you telling me this if I can't write it?" Nellie said when Molly finished. "Because, as transactional as things can be between cops and reporters, I just thought you had a right to know," Molly said. "And because I consider you a friend now." "Wow," Nellie said. "Imagine my surprise after the way things started out between us," Molly said. "You're still acting like I'm one of you," Nellie said. "But I'm really not." Molly grinned. "Sometimes you are." "Yeah," Nellie said, "when it suits the chief of police." "It's one of the many perks of being chief," Molly said. She grinned. "Notice I didn't say benefits." Suit knocked on the door and came in. He had a printout in his hand. "What you got?" Molly said. "We finally got Jack's phone records, praise Jesus," Suit said. "I was actually starting to think Jesus would come back before we did." They had gotten Charlie's phone records right away, because Charlie's death was labeled a homicide from the start, with very little resistance from the DA at the time. Emma Cleary's phone bill, for her landline, had simply come in the mail, like always. That streamlined finding out about the More Chocolate Wi-Fi. It had been different with Jack Carlisle's cell phone. No sign of foul play with him, no suicide note. So the whole process of a subpoena, once put in motion, had plodded through the system to the point where they had all forgotten about it. Nellie tried to grab the paper out of Suit's hand as he went past her. He snatched it back and handed it to Molly. "She's deputy chief, remember," Suit said to Nellie. "Should count for something," Molly said. She looked at the numbers on the page, the times next to them. In the margin, Suit had written down names next to the numbers in magic marker. "These are just from the night Jack died," Suit said. "The missed calls from 10 o'clock on, which is about the time we figure he had his fight with Scott Ford. You can see, there's a bunch from Scott, from Ainsley, from Matt Lowe's." Molly reached into Jesse's desk and came out with reading glasses. Usually she was too vain to wear her own when anybody was around. "There are some texts, too," she said. "Yep," Suit said. "One each from the Ford kid, the Lowe's kid, and the girl." Molly ran her finger down the page and stopped at a text that came in at 11:32. "Wait a second," she said. "What?" Nellie said. "This one came from Kevin Moore's number," she said. "I asked him for it yesterday, and he gave it to me, and I put it in my phone." "So?" Suit said. Molly took off the glasses and set them down on the printout. "Kevin Moore told Jesse, and he told me, that he didn't try to contact Jack that night," she said. "He was pretty emphatic about it with me. Said he wished he had reached out. Maybe he could have changed things somehow. He'd obviously been beating himself up on that. Jesse told me he asked him twice. There was no reason for him to lie, none. Somebody else sent that text, faked his number the way they fake spam calls." She handed the paper to Nellie, who looked at it, nodded, and handed it back. Then Molly asked Suit to do her a favor. "Is this a request," he said, "or is it an order?" "Request," Molly said. "I'm only deputy chief."